is very powerful.
因为要记得一样事情呢，是非常非常有能力的。
Especially the things that have happened to us that we remember someone have done good to us.
特别是有人给我们做了善行，然后我们要纪念着他所做对我们做的善行。
Now I remember from 1979 to 1981.
我记得从1979年到1981年。
My family and I were in a refugee camp.
我还有我的家人呢，在这个这个数据避难所。
Yeah, it was in Thailand.
那是在泰国。
Of course, but in outside the refugee camp, there's barbed wire fence. It's like 12 to 15 feet high.
所以在这些地方呢，它有一个就是这个篱笆，大概18尺高。
No one can go out or come in.
没有人可以进去，没有人可以出来。
So during that time, of course, the life in a refugee camp was very difficult.
当时呢，这难民营呢的生活是非常的辛苦。
As little kids, we always fight one another.
所以作为小孩呢，我们常常彼此打架。
Then families are always fighting each other because there's not enough food to eat.
因为不够食物的关系，所以不同的家庭会彼此争执。
And quite often, the Thai soldier would come in, and violate the women and beat up the men and things like that.
所以还有这些泰国的这些官兵呢，他会进来强暴女妇女。而且就是击打这些男人。
And that time was only 7 years old.
当时我只有七岁。
And I just feel like, wow, life is so difficult.
所以我感觉到这个生命过得非常的刻苦。
But I remember one night per week.
我记得每一周的一个晚上。
I would go to this area.
我会到某一个地方。
And this area actually is an area that I can see one of the Thai family, right? So around the refugee camp, there's barbed wire fence, and then about 10, 15 feet away from that, there's also another barbed wire fence.
所以在这个难民营呢，它有两道墙，然后第一道墙还有第二道墙分隔大概15尺。
And beyond the second barbed wire fence, and there's a Thai family living there.
在这个第二个篱笆的离开这篱笆的15尺呢，有一户人家。
I always admire that family very much.
我常常都是羡慕这户人家。
Because one night of the whole week, I would go there and sit and look through the barbed wire fence and to see them as a family sitting down eating dinner together.
因为我记得我会每一周有一个晚上就坐在这篱笆，望着这户人家，看到他们坐在一起来用餐。
And that time I say to myself, I say, someday when I have my own family.That's what I want to do every single night, to be able to sit down and eat dinner together.
当时呢，我在想，以后呢，我必须会这样。如果我有自己的家庭，我会跟我的家庭每个晚上坐在一起来用餐。
I mean, that was a long time ago.
那是很久以前的事情。
But, now, one of my most favorite thing to do is to have dinner with my family every single night.
所以现在我最喜欢做的事情就是每天晚上与我的家人一起用餐。
And at first, I didn't realize why do I like...to have dinner with my family so much.
开始我不了解为什么我那么喜欢与我的家人一起用餐。
Then I thought about it.
当我去仔细的回想。
And I remember.
我记得。
That time when I sat at the refugee camp to look at that family eating dinner together, this is what I want for my family also.
我记得以前我七岁的时候就在这个难民营呢，然后每周一个晚上看着这个这户人家在用餐，我记得我想要这样做。
And that's why my family and I have dinner together every single night.
所以我和我的家人每天晚上都一起用餐。
And even in the morning, my nieces, before she go to work, before my niece go to school, they would come for breakfast in the morning.
所以在早上呢，我的子女呢都会过来我家早上一起用餐。
And quite often they come very early.
他们通常很早就过来。
And quite often I'm in bed still.
当然很多时候他们过来的时候我还在床上。
I always hear this way, good morning, uncle, like that, right, for my little niece.
所以我听到我的小子女常常早上都喊着叔叔早上好。
And when I hear that voice every morning, I feel very blessed.
当我每天早上听到这个声音的时候，我感觉到自己非常的幸福。
That our family love to spend time together.
我们家人呢非常喜欢的彼此有活动。
I also remember another thing.
我又记得另外一件事情。
Almost every Costco you go to, right, when you walk in, what is the first thing that you see?
Costco.
Yeah, Costco.
当我们进入这个 Costco 的这个超市，我们进去的时候，第一件事情看到是什么？
What do you see?
我们看到什么？
You guys know when you walk into Costco, the first thing you see?
Person who greet you.
Huh?
Person who greet you.
Oh no, first, yeah, person greet you. They want to. Yeah, they want to see your card, but beyond her, or beyond that person.
所以我们进到这个超市，第一件事情看到的是什么？
You guys don't know what it is, right? What's that? Oh, free sample.
免费食物。
Yeah, TV.
电视。
Actually, the first thing you walk in, all these big screen TV and stuff like that, right?
所以当我们进入这 Costco 的时候，看见了第一个样品就是电视。
Now when I see those big screen TV, I get very excited.
当我看到这些电视的时候，我感觉到非常的兴奋。
But I don't get too excited for many things in my life.
在生命当中，我不会没有什么事情让我非常兴奋。
But for some reason, I get so excited when I see television.
但是我看到电视，我却感觉到非常的兴奋。
Then I try to think of myself, why do I like television so much?
然后我就在回想为什么我那么喜欢电视呢？
Then I also remember at the same camp, the refugee camp.
然后我再记得我在这个难民营的时候。
You know, after the family, they have dinner together.
当这户人家他们吃过饭之后。
And then they will sit down and watch TV together.
他们会坐下来一起来欣赏电视。
Of course, from me to them, maybe about 100 feet. It's very far away, right? But I can see just the silhouette.Of the TV, I mean, I hardly can see anything, but I sat there and really enjoy myself.
所以我当时离开他们大概100尺，但是我可以看到这个模糊的印象。他看不到电视上的是什么，但是我可以一个模糊的概念他们在做什么。
Even though there's so many things that happen around me during that time.
虽然当时在我周围发生非常多的事情。
But that night when I go to watch the family have dinner together.
但是那一个晚上当我去看这一户人家在看电视的时候。
When I watch the TV.
当我看这个电视的时候。
Well, I feel that, you know, I was in some other place.
我感觉到我似乎在另外一个境界。
So I always remember that.
我会常常记得这个。
That's why the thing that I love the most to do actually is to have dinner with my family.
所以我最喜欢做的事情就是与我家人一起用餐。
And I do like television.
我也很喜欢电视。
That's why I went out and I bought a 63 inches plasma before, right? Been 10 years ago.
所以记得十年前呢，我就是心血来潮出去了，买了一台63寸的电视。
Now I'm thinking about the curved TV, right? The 78 inches.
现在我在想这个有点幅度的78寸电视。
But I can't get rid of my TV that I have now because it's still working fine.
但是我没办法把我现在这台电视丢掉，因为它。这台电视还没有坏。
So I'm hoping that my wife will open a restaurant soon. She will use my TV now to put in a restaurant. Then I can get a new TV for myself.
所以我在想，希望我太太那里，我就可以买一台新电视。
And that is my plan.
这是我的计划。
But he actually, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 and verse 25.
在哥林多前书的11章24-25节。
The reason why Jesus Christ wants them to remember what he has done for them.
为什么耶稣基督要他们纪念他所做的事情呢？
It's for them to make determination in their lives to live a life that according to his will.
让他们立志要过一个新的生活。
You know, I'm almost 45 years old.
我大概45岁。
I never raised my voice at my parents.
我从来没向我的父母亲大声过。
Especially my mother.
特别是我母亲。
And I wonder why I never raised my voice against her.
我在思想为什么我从来没有向她大发脾气。
Because every time I think about what she has done for me.
因为我每次回顾她为我做的事情。
There's no way I can disrespect her.
我没有办法来不尊重她。
There's no way that I can raise my voice against her.
所以没有办法向她吼叫。
Because what she has done for me is truly saved my life many, many times.
因为他为我做的事情真的是救了我的命。
So this year, I also think about my relationship with God.
所以今年呢，我在回顾我与神的关系。
Now what can I do to remember how much what he has done for me?
我可以做什么让我记得纪念他所为我做的一切。
Then I thought of three things.
我想到三件事情。
And the three things that I want to reach.
三件事情我想做的
is a bad relationship with my God.
就是与神建立更良好的关系。
A bad relationship with my family.
与我家庭建立一个更良好的关系。
And a bad relationship with my church brothers and sisters.
与教会的弟兄姐妹建立一个更良好的关系。
And these are my three goals for this year.
那是我今年所设的这个目标。
I hope this goal also can be for all of you.
我希望这三个目标也可以作为你们会众的目标。
That we can have a bad relationship with God.
我们可以与神建立一个更良好的关系。
A bad relationship with our family.
与我们家庭建立一个更良好的关系。
And a bad relationship with our brothers and sisters.
然后跟弟兄姐妹有一个更良好的关系。
If we be able to accomplish all these three things.
如果我们可以做到这三样的话。
Then we fulfill all the laws and the prophets.
我们就 就是可以就是应验这个先知所给我们的这些律例典章。
Let's go to the book of Job.
我们看约伯记。
The book of Job.
约伯记。
Job, all three of all three aspects of his life was complete.
他生命中的三件事情他都已经完成了。
And that's why God said there's no one like Job on the face of the earth.
所以神说在世界上没有一个人像约伯一样。
Because his relationship with God was great.
因为他与神的关系是良好的。
His relationship with his family is also great.
他与他家人的关系也是良好的。
And his relationship with his friends also great.
他与他朋友的关系也是良好的。
And that's why no one is like Job on the face of the earth.
所以在这世界上没有人像约伯一样。
And this is the goal that you and I also must try our best to reach.
这是我们想要我们应该追求的一个目标。
Now look at his relationship with God.
我们看他与神的关系。
Job chapter 1 verse 1.
约伯记第一章的第一节。
Job chapter 1 verse 1.
约伯记第一章第一节。
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and the man was blameless, upright, feared God and shunned evil.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
The Bible said there was a man.
圣经说有一个人。
Actually, a man. This means he's just like you and I.
这一个人就是好比你我一样。
He's flesh and blood.
他是有肉体的。
He's just like you and me.
他就好比你我一样。
But how can he live a life to be so blameless, upright, fear God and shun evil?
但是这个人如何可以完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事呢？
Because this man loved God so much.
因为这个人是非常爱神。
And God also realized this.
神也了解这一点。
That's why in verse 8.
所以在第八节。
Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? There is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright, one who fears God and shuns evil.
八节，耶和华向撒旦说，你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？在地上没有人没有人像他完全正直敬畏神远离恶事。
I hope and wish one day that God can make the same statement for me.
我希望有一天神可以这样说我。
That God can say that I'm blameless.
神可以说我是一个完全正直。
Upright.
完全正直。
Fear Him.
敬畏他。
And shun evil.
然后远离恶事。
But I know that day is not going to be tomorrow, next month. This is a long commitment that you and I must make.
我知道这不会在下个星期或者下个月发生，这是我们一生中所要做的事情。
But Satan said to God.
但是撒旦却跟神说。
The reason why he's blameless, the reason why he's upright, the reason why he fear you, the reason why he shun evil, because you have put hedges around him.
然后撒旦回答神说。他为什么完全正直敬畏神远离恶事呢？是因为你在四面圈上围上篱笆护着他。
Then Satan said, Now if you move the hedges around him, you'll see that he will curse you to your face.
他说如果你把他这个篱笆挪去的话，他必会咒诅你。
Then in one day, Job lost everything.
所以在一天之内，约伯失去所有。
Lost all his possessions.
他失去他所有的产业。
And lost all his children.
失去他所有的儿女。
Did Job sin against God?
但是约伯有犯罪得罪神。
No, look at verse chapter 1 verse 20.
没有，我们看约伯。
Chapter 1 verse 20.
第一章的二十节。
Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped. Verse 21.
21节。
And he said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, the Lord have taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 22.
22节。
In all this Job did not sin, nor charge God with wrong. We see in these three verses.
我们看这三节。
Even though God have taken everything away from him.
虽然神从约伯身上夺取所有的一切。
But he still hold on to his integrity.
但是他却保留他的这个正直。
That integrity is put God first in his life.
他就是把神放为第一。
And he truly understand the concept of God.
他完全了解这个神的观念是什么。
He said, Naked I came out of my mother's womb.
他说我赤身出于母腹。
And naked shall I return.
我也必赤身归回。
The Lord gave and the Lord will take away.
赏赐的是神，收取的也是神。
He understand that his whole life is in the hands of God.
他知道他的一生是在神的手中。
And that's why God, you know, said to Satan, chapter 2, verse 3.
所以神跟撒旦在第一章的三节说。
Then the Lord said to Satan, Have you considered my servant Job? That there is none like him on the earth, blameless, upright, fear God, shun evil, and still he holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause.
所以在二章的第三节，耶和华问撒旦说，你曾用心查看我仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直敬畏神远离恶事。你虽激动我攻击他， 他无故的毁灭他，他仍然持守他的纯真。
Job went through this great trial and tribulation.
所以约伯经过这个非常大的试验。
Not because of his sin.
不是因为他的罪。
Because the love and integrity he had toward God.
因为他对神有了这种爱，还有这种纯真。
Even though he had everything taken away from him.
虽然他在他生命上所有的产业都夺去。
He's still blameless, upright, fear God, and shun evil.
他还是完全正直敬畏神远离。
But then Satan said to God.
但是撒旦却跟神说。
A man would give everything for his life. A man would give everything for his life.
人会为所有的事情来奉献他的生命。
Now if you touch his flesh, then he will curse you for sure.
但是如果你现在去毁灭他的身体的话，他必会咒诅你。
So the time from his feet all the way to his head was full of boils.
所以从他的头顶一直到他的脚底都长满了毒疮。
And he was in great pain.
然后他就在这个极大的痛苦当中。
But the end of chapter 2 verse 10.
但是第二章的第十节。
The Bible said in all this Job did not sin with his lips.
圣经告诉我们，在这一切事上，约伯并不以口犯罪。
True, this is the relationship that I want to have with our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我要与神建立的这种关系。
This is the determination I want to have for this year.
这是我今年所要立的这个所立的志。
That God can be proud of me.
神可以因为我的行为而感到骄傲。
As His child.
作为他的儿子。
He can say that I'm blameless, upright, fear Him and shun evil.
他可以说我是一个完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的一个。
But of course, this is not an easy thing to do.
当然，这不是一个容易的事。
And I hope that every single one of us this morning also can make this determination.
我希望每个人今天坐在这里可以做同样的一个目标。
So God can be truly proud of us.
所以神可以真正的因为我们而感觉到骄傲。
That we live a life to glorify His name.
然后我们可以过一个荣耀他名的。
And now let's look at his relationship with his children.
我们看他与他的儿女的这个关系。
We know he has 7 sons and 3 daughters.
我们知道约伯有七个儿子，三个儿女。
Look at chapter 1 verse 4.
我们看第一章的第四节。
Chapter 1 verse 4.
第一章第四节。
And his son would go and feast in their houses, each on the appointed day, and would send and invite his three sisters to eat and drink with them.
四节，他的儿子按着日子各在自己家里摆设筵席，就打发人去请他们的三个姐妹来与他们一同吃喝。
You can see these siblings have really great relationship with one another.
我们可以看到他的儿女呢有一个非常好的关系。
Why? Because when we love a person, we always want to dine with them. We want to eat with them.
因为如果我们喜欢一个人或爱一个人，我们会常常与他们一起来吃喝。
So the 7 sons, they take turn.To have dinner and feast at their house.
所以他的儿子呢，按着日子各自在自己家摆设筵席。
And not only that, they would invite their sisters to go there to dine with them.
不单如此，那么会打发人去请他们三个姐妹与他们一同吃喝。
This is a sign of a good relationship.
这就是一个有一个良好关系的一个指标。
I know I have 4 sisters and also 1 older brother.
所以我有四个。姐妹还有一个年长的兄的哥哥。
And I share with you, every time I go to Boston, you know, if I visit my big sister, then my young sister won't come to see her because they all have argument toward one another.
所以我跟大家说，我如果去到波士顿去探望我大姐的时候，我的
Yeah, my younger sister.
然后我比较年轻的妹妹呢，她就不会不会来与我一起见面，因为她我的妹妹跟我姐姐他们在争执。
Then when I go have dinner with my younger sister, then my brother won't go because he doesn't want to see them.
但是如果与我妹妹来吃顿饭的时候，我哥哥不会去跟他们在一起。
So every time I go, they have to go visit almost every one of them individually, right? Because they just don't get along.
我每次去波士顿的时候，我必须去探每一个人去探望他们，因为他们不能一起来吃饭。
But here, look at these siblings.
但是我们看这里这些弟兄姐妹，
together.
他们花时间在一起。
They had dinner and fellowship together.
他们一起吃喝。
And it's a sign of good family.
这就是一个很好的一个家庭。
And not only that, look at in verse 5.
不单如此，在五节。
So it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify them.And he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offering according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts that Job did regularly."
五节，筵席的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们自洁。他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。约伯常常这样行。
This is a great love of a father.
这是父亲的爱。
Of course, quite often mothers the one to pray for the children.
当然，很多时候母亲也会为儿女来代祷。
But the Bible states that Job did this regularly for his children.
但是圣经却告诉我们，约伯常常这样来为他的儿女代求。
Not because his children have sinned against God.
不是他的儿女犯罪得罪神。
But it said that his children might sin against God in their hearts.
而是恐怕我儿子犯了罪。
So you see, his relationship with his children, his family was great.
So we can see, Yue Bo and his children's relationship is very good.
And it's a goal that I also want to reach in my family.
This is what I want to reach in my family.
I want to be able to spend more time with them.
I want to be able to spend more time
with them. For prayer, for reading scriptures. And also to just eat with one another.
Or to eat together.
Even though I see them every single day,
虽然我每天都可以看到他们
but I still feel it's not enough.
但是我感觉到跟他们
Because the time goes by so quickly.
因为时间过得非常快
So I share with you that my wife, she wants to open a restaurant, a coffee shop.
所以我跟大家分享，我的太太想开一间咖啡店。
So almost 3 weeks, she went to my aunt, her aunt actually in Atlanta, because her aunt owned a Vietnamese restaurant over there.
所以她花了三个星期在 Atlanta, 因为她去拜访她的他的阿姨，他阿姨是开餐馆的。
And she's supposed to be there much longer.
他其实要在那里待更长的时间。
But she said she missed me so much.
但是他说他那么的怀念我。
She cannot go another day without seeing me.
他没办法再度一天，如果他没看到我的
话。And for me, I really praise and thank God.
我真的是感谢神。
No, because you know, we've been together for 23 years and she still misses me.
我们已经在一起活了23年，但是她还是怀念我。
So tonight she's gonna fly back from Atlanta, you know, to Dallas.
所以今天她会从 Atlanta 回来。
So I will see her tonight or tomorrow early morning.
所以我会今天晚上见到她，或明天早上看到她。
But then also my niece and nephew.
我的侄儿侄女。
You know, they can't wait to see me every time.
所以每天呢，他们很期待的来看到我。
I don't do anything special for them.
我没有对他们做什么特别的事情。
Actually, I yell at them a lot of time.
很多时候我都会向他们吼叫。
But why they like to see me so much?
为什么他们那么期待的看着我？
You know, my niece Sophia, every time if her mother is busy and stuff like that, and I have to go pick her up, at school.
所以我的侄女呢 ，Sophia， 当她母亲非常忙碌，我必须要去。到学校去接送他的时候
，And when she see me in a minivan, she gets so excited.
当我看到我在这个在去接他的时候，他非常的高兴。
And quite often, she gets so excited, she gives me a headache. I say, Sophia, can you stop talking? You talk so loud. You talk so loud.
所以当他看到我非常兴奋的时候，我通常要安抚他，叫他说你不要讲话那么大声。
That's why every morning they come to have breakfast together and pray together.
所以每天早上他们会过来一起用餐，一起祷告。
This is truly a great blessing.
这是真正的一个祝福。
But my relationship with my siblings has not been that great.
但是我与我的兄弟姐妹的关系
I hope this year is the year that I will change it.
我希望今年我可以在这方面可以更进步。
And hope that one day they also can come to know Jesus Christ.
我希望他们有一天呢，他们可以来信主。
Now let's look at Job and with his friends.
我们看约伯与他的朋友。
Good as brothers and sisters.
就是作为弟兄姐妹。
We are friends.
我们是朋友。
We're supposed to love one another.
我们要彼此的相爱。
We're supposed to understand one another.
我们要彼此了解对方。
And be patient, have compassion to one another.
而且彼此有这个怜悯，还有彼此有这个
耐心。But if you have not reached this point,
但是如果我们没有达到这一点的话，
then we must make determination to change it.
我们必须要立志来做到这一点。
Look at verse 11, chapter 2, verse 11.
第二章的第十一节。
Job.Chapter 2, verse 11.
约伯记的第二章第十一节。
Now when Job's three friends heard of all the adversity that had come upon him, each one came from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, Zophar the Nematites, for they had made an appointment together to come and mourn with him and comfort him.
十一节，约伯的三个朋友，提曼人以利法，苏雅人比勒达，拿马人索法。听说有这一切的灾祸临到他身上，个人就从本处约会同来，为他 悲伤安慰他。
So Job has his three great friends.
所以约伯有三个朋友。
And they did not live too close to him.
他们跟他住的地方并不靠近。
And they did not live too close to one another.
也没有，他们彼此也没有住得很近。
But they get together.
但是他们却聚集在一起。
Because they heard that Job, you know, has this problem.
因为他们听到约伯有这个问题。
So they make an appointment, let's get together, let's go see Job, our buddy.
所以他们要在从本处约会同来，然后为了要到约伯那里去安慰他。
But what was their goal?
他们的目标是什么？
Their goal was to go first to mourn with him.
他们第一目标就是与他一同悲伤。
And also to comfort him.
来安慰他。
That was their two goals, that's it.
他们就是只有这两个目标。
Actually, this is a really great way...You know, to comfort someone or to be with someone when they are ill, when they are sick.
所以这个是当一个人生病或者一个人沮丧的时候，我们可以做的一件事情。
Now, when we go to visit someone who are sick,
当我们拜访一个生病的人
the best thing to say is not to say anything at all.
说的话就是我们去拜访他们不需要说话。
Because no matter what we say to them, we can never really comfort them.
我们所说的没有一句话可以真正的安慰他。
But just being there for them.
但是只要我们在那里。
Sitting beside them.
就在他们旁边坐。
Feeling the pain with them.
跟他们一起来同感
身受。That should be enough to comfort them.
这就足够来安慰他们。
Of course, Job's three friends, they were very wise.
当然约伯的三个朋友是非常有智慧
的。So in verse 12.
在十二节。
And when they raised their eyes afar and did not recognize him, they lift their voices and wept, and each one...tore his robe and sprinkled dust on his head toward heaven.
然后在十二节，他们远远的举目观看，认不出他来，就放声大哭，个人撕裂外袍，把尘土向上提起，落在自己的头上。
You can see how they react when they first saw Job.
所以我们可以看到，当他们看到约伯，他们的反应是什么
？When they first saw him, they did not recognize him.
当他们看到约伯，却认不出他来。
So they lift up their voices and they just wept. They couldn't believe it.
然后他们就放声大哭。
And they throw dust on their head.
然后把尘土向上提起来，泼在自己头上。
And they look into heaven.
然后撕裂外袍。
This is a true, this true friends of Job.
这是约伯的真的朋友。
Really, they can feel the pain that he's feeling.
他们可以感觉到约伯的这种痛苦。
But not only that, look at verse 13.
不单如此，看十三节。
So they sat down with him on the ground 7 days and 7 nights.And no one spoke a word to him, for they saw that his grief was very great.
十三节，他们就同他七天七夜坐在地上，一个人也不向他说句话，因为他极其痛苦。
Can you imagine that? Right?
我们可以想
象。You know, Job, he was very smelly, right? Because of his boils, because of his disease.
我们知道约伯当时因为有毒疮，所以他身体因为发出这个异味。
No, when I met a brother in Africa, he had this flesh-eating disease.
所以我在非洲见到一位弟兄，他身上有腐烂的这个病。
Then we start to eat his skin and also his bone.
所以这个病呢会咀嚼他的这个肉，还有这个骨头。
And every time his family come close to him, they had to put a mask on.
所以当他家人就靠近他的时候，他必须要戴上一个口罩。
And at night time, he had to sleep outside the house because he smelled so bad.
然后晚上他必须睡在外面，因为他非常的臭。
Because his skin was all rotten.
因为他的皮肤这些肉呢，已经开始腐烂。
And even like bunch of maggots stuff inside there.
里面也是有这个蛹。
Can you imagine Job?
如果我们试想约翰
，When his three friends saw him,
当他的朋友看到他
的时候 ，They sat down there for 7 days and 7 nights on the ground without saying one word.
他们就同他七天七夜坐在地上，也不向他说句话。
Why?
为什么?
Because they saw he was very grief.
因为他极其的痛苦。
So with someone in great pain, we should not say too much.
当一个人极其痛苦的时候，我们不需要说话。
I remember one time there's a member went to visit an elder who is sick.
我记得有一位弟兄呢，他去探望一个长老。
And he was really in great pain.
这位长老呢，他就是在极其痛苦。
But the sister, she want to comfort him so much.
所以这位姐妹呢，想要安慰他。
So she keep talking.
她一直在讲话。
So when she continued talking, then the elder's face is more in pain.
当她这位姐妹一直在讲话的时候呢，这个长老的脸越来越痛苦。
And then finally, he just said, "Please go out. Please go out." He just kick her out, right?
然后 直到最终呢，这个长老就告诉这位姐妹，请你出去。
Because when someone is in pain, you continue to talk, you're going to get more pain.
当一个人继续痛苦的时候，当你继续说话的时候，你会给他造了带来更大的痛苦。
But you can you and I sit there with a person on the ground for 7 days and 7 nights without saying one word?
我们可以跟一个人坐7天7夜坐在地上一句话也不说吗
？There's no way.
没办法。
Unless we have great love for this person.
除非你对于这个人有极大的爱心。
Can you imagine they're just sitting there for all those days and all those nights? There's no sound. There's no one speaking. This is a torment.
所以，如果我们跟一个人七天七夜坐在地上，然后不说一句话，其实这是一个考验。
But that is a great love from his friends.
但是这是他朋友给他的。
So when did they start to talk?
当他们开始说话的时候
，When Job started to talk，
当约伯开始说话的时候
，Job curses his day, Job curses his birth, he curses everything except for God。
所以约伯开始咒诅自己的生日、自己的生活，然后他咒诅一切除了神。
But you can see these four friends。
我们可以看到这四个朋友
，They have great relationship with one another。
他们彼此有良好的关系
，And they truly understand what one another is going through and what Job is going through。
他们可以了解约伯所经历的这一切
，And we wish that。All our brothers and sisters.
我们希望我们的各弟兄姐妹
can have this kind of love toward one another.
可以彼此有这样的爱
I hope that I can have this kind of great relationship with all our brothers and sisters.
我希望我与所有的兄弟姐妹可以有这样一个良好的关系
to show, you know, more compassion.
来彼此的相爱
to be more patient.
彼此的更有耐心
to be a better listener.
作为一个彼此可以做一个聆听者
and this is my goal.
这是我的目标。
And I hope when after we take Holy Communion,
我希望我们进行圣餐礼之后
，that you and I can also focus on these three goals.
我们可以来设这个目标。
And that's how we remember Lord Jesus Christ.
由此来纪念我们耶稣基督。
To put Him first in our life.
让他作为我们生命的第一位。
To put our family second.
放我们的家庭第二。
And to put our brother and sister third.
作为我们的友们。弟兄姐妹的关系排为第三。
But if we put God first in our lives,
如果我们把神放为作为第一的
话 everyone that's around us become first.
所有我们周遭所有的人都会作为第一位。
Because the love of God inside our heart,
因为神在我们的心中的这个爱
will compel our hearts to be more loving, more compassionate toward others around us.
会激励我们对别人的爱。
So now we're gonna consecrate the bread.
现在我们要祝谢这个饼。
So after we ask Deacon Wong and also Deacon Patrick to come up to break the bread and also the juice.
我们请王执事来协助这个剥这个圣餐饼。
And to pass out the bread and the cup, all we ask Brother Tony, Brother Jay Hua, Sister Evelina, and Brother John.
然后这个派这个饼，我们请 Tony 弟兄、杰华弟兄、Evelina 姐妹还有 John 弟兄来分发这个圣餐饼。
Now we're going to kneel down and consecrate this bread.
我们要跪下来，来祝谢这个饼。
And after the consecration, that this bread become the body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们祝谢这个饼之后呢，这个饼就变灵化成为神的身体。
Please kneel down and pray in silence.
我们现在跪下来祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray and give thanks to Heavenly Father.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们向神来祝谢。
Father, we praise you and thank you for giving this day to live and worship you.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天可以活着。
Lord, you have given us so much through the years.
神啊，你在这么多年已经丰丰富富的赏赐给我们。
And it's such a great blessing that we can be here to partake your body.
今天让我们可以享用你的身体，是一个极大的福气。
And we praise and thank you.
我们感谢赞美你。
You have done so much for us.
你会为我们牺牲了很多。
You have broken your body for us.
你为我们为我们献上你的身体。
So we can have the hope of eternal life.
让我们可以有这个永生的盼望。
Now, Lord, we ask you to turn this bread into your body.
神啊，我们求你把这个饼灵化成为你的身体。
That when we eat of it, we can become strong just like you.
当我们吃了这个饼呢，我们可以像你一样有
坚强的信心。To live a life to glorify your name.
然后过着一个能荣耀你的生活。
To live a life to put you first, Lord.
过了一个可以让作为优先。的一个生活
to live a life to love a family
过一个我们敬拜神爱神的一个生活
and to live a life to love others as ourselves
然后过一个我们可以爱人如己的一个生活
Lord, without you, all these things cannot be possible
主啊，如果没有你的话，这一切事情都没有办法发生
and that's why this morning we are on our knees asking of you to give us strength.
所以今天我们跪在这里，求你给我们这个力量。
So we can live a life to truly glorify your name.
让我们可以过着一个可以真正荣耀你的生活。
Once again, we praise and thank you.
我们再一次来感谢赞美你。
May your name always be glorified.
愿你的名永远被称赞。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's a very beautiful hymn.
所以这一首诗呢是非常美的一首。
I say when I survey the wondrous cross.
在这里说，当我思量奇妙十字架。
I think all of us sitting here this morning, we do survey the wondrous cross.
今天呢，我们坐在这里一定在思量神的奇妙十字架。
But what's important? What do we see when we survey it?
当我们思量十字架的时候，我们看到什么？
We should see the Prince of Glory die.
我们看到这个荣耀之王死去。
If we see the Prince of Glory die, then we say to ourselves, my riches gain, I count but loss.
所以因为我看到主在十字架上悬挂，所以从前所争，今日看有损。
If we see the Prince of Glory die,
如果我们看到这个荣耀之主在上悬挂，
we say, forbid it, Lord, that I should boast.
所以我们今天呢，今日所夸，今绝卑下。
Save in the death of Christ, my God. Yes, in the...It's okay. If we see the Prince of Glory die,
如果我们看到荣耀之主在上悬挂，
we can see the reason why he dies for you and I.
我们可以看到是因为他为我们而死。
And when we see the Prince of Glory die,
当我们看到这荣耀之主在上悬挂，
we can see the love that he has for us is so amazing and so divine.
主爱如此深，如此神善奇妙。
And that love will demand my soul, my life, and my all.
所以这个爱呢，会需要我的全部一生。
So that's why it's so important for you and I this new year to make a determination.
所以对我们来说，今年呢，我们要有这个立下这个志愿。
When we survey the wondrous cross,
当我们思量奇妙的十字架，
we should see the Prince of Glory die.
我们要看到荣耀之主在上悬挂。
And only then we can see how great of His love for you and I.
然后我们才可以看得出他对我们的爱。
Only with that great love will demand my soul, my life, and my all.
然后因为这个我们看到这一切才会激励我们对神的所有。
So may God bless all of you of this new year.
愿神在这新的一年来祝福大家。
May God put a hedges around you, your family, and everything that you do.
愿神呢在我们所做的一切都围上篱笆。
May the Lord bless you with peace and joy always.
愿神祝福大家有这个喜乐与平安。
Let's come up and pray together.
所以我们同心合意照前面来祷告。
We ask the minister to lay hands on us.
我们请长子川道协助按手。
Please come up and pray together.
我们请到前面来祷告。